What is the way that you would teach your child to be polite to someone instead of saying, uh-huh, what would you tell them to say?
Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Yes? And,
yes,
and,
sir.
And what else to the
yes,
man?
Yes, sir. And no, sir.
Right. These expressions are used by the people who are learning manners. Is that the idea?
I think so.
And if somebody intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say he blank dreaded the place.
He sure did dread that trip.
All right. He sure did, is your word, okay? Yeah. It wasn't just a little cold this morning. It was blank cold.
Real cold.
Right. And here's a bad word. I guess I'll skip this. D-A-M-N. Isn't that terrible?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you need to say that.
Mm-hmm.
You need
to let
the Lord to condemn things, right? if what makes you explain when you're excited? What do you say when you're excited? Oh.
Oh, hit him on the head this year and forgot it.
Yeah.
I had done the bill twice lately.
You did. Well, what did... is there any exclamation that you use in surprise?
Well...
Oh. what do you say? Oh. For Pete's sake? Do you say anything like that?
I usually holler.
For heaven's sake?
Yeah.
Or land's sake? You ever say land's sake?
Goodness sakes, what I usually say.
Goodness
sake.
That's normal to you, isn't it? Okay, well, goodness sake. Well, if, what would you say when you're a little peeved at yourself for doing something stupid? If you're a little peeved at yourself for doing something stupid, you say,
oh. That is so silly. Why'd I do that?
And what word would you use, expression?
What made me do that?
Yeah. And all, that's terrible. That's awful. Would you say, oh, shucks?
Yeah, usually.
Did you, have you said that?
Yeah.
Do you say shucks?
Yeah, I say shucks lots of times.
Why?
Just a handy word for me, I reckon.
But see, that's something you get off a corn cob.
Yeah.
When something shocking is reported, perhaps attributed to you, you might show a kind of polite resentment by saying, why the...
Heaven's sake.
Yeah, and the very...
idea.
Of that person to do that for me. When you meet someone, what do you say by way of greeting? Asking about their health, what do you say to them?
Well, how are you today?
Good. When you're introduced to a stranger, what might you say? When you just introduced to somebody, what would you say then?
Pleased to meet you.
All right. And how, what if you're going to ask how they're feeling, how would you say?
Well, how do you feel this morning?
Okay, if you have enjoyed their visit, and you say, well, come blank.
Back again.
Come black again, and okay. And what do you say when you meet someone on Christmas Day?
Christmas gift.
Well, then it's the first greeting, but other than that, you do what? What kind of Christmas do you see on Christmas cards? Happy New Year. What's the first part of it? What do you say on the 25th of December when you first get, when you... Pizza. When you said that Christmas gift, that's really you answered the question.
Yes,
they've got one answer here.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another word that you need to use, like M-A-R-Y. Like
Merry
Martha's
Christmas.
Sister.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, okay. And what else? Season's greeting, Merry Christmas, and first of the year you do what?
New Year's gift. New
and
Year's. Happy New Year.
Okay, and New Year's gift comes first.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it? If you want to say thank you to someone and show your appreciation, and besides saying thank you, what would you say? I'm much
impressed with.
Yeah.
Overjoyed.
Much
obliged.
Is that the word?
Much obliged to you.
That's it. You must say I'm much obliged to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not sure whether you will have time or not, you say blank. I'll have time.
I just don't know if I'll have time or not.
Right. And I have to go downtown and do some.
Shopping.
All right. You made a purchase. The storekeeper took a piece of paper.